I need something.
Right, are we ready?
Here we are, yeah.
Okay, good evening, everybody. This is one of the last meetings before Christmas, so I won't see you all, so happy Christmas when it starts to bite. I'm not a massive fan of Christmas. I think it should be on the 24th of December and finish on the 26th.
Merry Christmas.
Rubbish. Yeah.
He's too concerned about people turning up into his mansion, into his barn, and he's in the manger.
My kids are always quite happy with their chocolate orange, so let's not knock it. Bearing in mind one's 30, one's 35, but there you go. Right, now down to the real business. Right, the minutes of the meeting on the 23rd of September, can I accept them as...
Approved, Mr. Chairman.
Yep. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
There you are, seconding. And you're all in favour? Thank you. Apologies.
Councillor Loughran substituted by Councillor Hobbs and Councillor Dodson substituted by Councillor Louise Nixon.
Brilliant. Thank you, substitutes, for taking the time. We've got no public questions, we've got no councillor session, and we've got no called in items. There's a member item for me, which is the update on the task and finish review, Revs and Ben's working group. We have had some very useful and interesting sessions with Rob Wolf. It's a shame he's not here, because I would sort of thank him again. The final meeting's on the 25th of March. We are at the moment, and I think, is it going to all councillors or just this meeting?
Just
to us. I think you will have all seen the email with the continued update of what's happening, and it's quite impressive actually, the what they can do, as in terms of they being the officers when tasked, as is the want of the committee. The next meeting, or the final meeting, is the 25th of March. I presume this is before the resources scrutiny meeting. Okay. Will it be earlier or will it be the same?
It means scrutiny starts half an hour later.
Right. Okay.
Can I just clarify? Is it Tuesday the 24th or is it Monday the 25th of March?
I haven't got anything in my diary with me, but I can confirm by email.
Jackie told me what date it was, so I take no responsibility.
No, it's just that Tuesday is the 24th, not the 25th.
Yeah.
It's all going downhill, Chair. You don't like Christmas, you're taking no responsibility.
I'm finally growing up into a proper politician.
I think it's the 24th.
I will confirm by email for you.
Okay. Thank you for the diligence of checking the date and saying it was wrong. Well, there you go. Right. You've got no excuse now. Tuesday the 24th. Could we move on, please, to item number 7, officers' reports, and we'll start with Q2 performance update.
One for climate change. There are only three actions in this priority delivery plan. One of the actions has been completed, the other one's on target, and the other one isn't yet due. There's not an awful lot to add to that. They've had quite a positive response so far on the engagement with the schools project, but they are still trying to sign more schools up to that, so hopefully we'll have a further update at the next meeting on progress on that one. And then
do you know what sort of percentage or how many schools have sort of come forward, or obviously everything, all the schools were approached within?
I'd have to take that one back to the head of regulatory services and ask her how many they've contacted and kind of what, because they don't take up that show, but I don't actually know.
Okay.
And you're going to write that, so send that in an email to?
Yes, I'll ask the head of regulatory services
the committee
members with an update.
Thank you.
Can I ask, in terms of, if there's no other questions, in terms of climate change, are we suitably staffed, or are we still waiting for staff?
They have been successful in the recruitment, so one of the officers has taken up their post, and the other one, I believe, takes up their post in January, so they will then be fully staffed.
Right, so, two posts is the, I thought it was three, but it's two posts.
It's two dedicated climate change posts reporting into a service manager. So you've got some of the services manager's time and some of the head of regulatory services time as well.
Right, okay, thank you. Do you want to carry on?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The question on page 4, it says training to be carried out for senior officers and elected members. So it's marked as done, but elected members, who are they?
I believe we clarified this on previous occasion, and I understand it was just the cabinet that offered the training on that one.
Okay, thank you.
Can we have it put down in the paperwork? Because it's a good point, and it's quite a scary one, really, that they're not, that there's no training for all members. If you could ask why it's just cabinet and not the rest of us.
Yeah, I think that's a bit all together.
Okay, do you want to carry on then?
And then in terms of priority 4, the effective council, in total there were 7 actions on that one. One of those isn't yet due, one of the others, one's been completed, 4 are on target, and then we've had a little bit of slippage on one of those. The one that slipped is the piece of work that we're doing around trying to move more of our services online, that one has just slipped due to all the things taking priority at the moment. But it does say in there that we were scheduled to commence that in quarter 3. We've had some planning around it, but we haven't actually started the meetings with the managers. That's now going to take place early, and it'll start in January.
Again, no questions. It doesn't strike me as being too difficult just to have a meeting to scope out the requirements, because there must be lots of packages on or off the shelf for these sorts of things.
Oh, it's not the package that's the issue. We have the platform that we're going to use. We've had that for a couple of years now, and we took a chunk of services over at the time. We did everything that was already on the old one, moved that over, and have made some enhancements. We're now at the point where we're looking at what else can we do. We've been doing a trawl of our website to see what information we've got on there where it doesn't link through to an online form, so we've identified that, and the next stage is to talk to the manager. So I say we wanted to complete what we could ourselves first, so that we can be able to check that with the managers as we go out to them. But so I've just had a bit of a capacity issue in the team that are working on that, so that's the reason for the delay.
A question which most people can never answer. Do the online services at Stafford Borough Council talk to the online services at county, fire, police and such like, or they're normally different platforms?
It's a different platform,
which is incredibly helpful.
So it will be one that will be addressed as we
if we go down disorganisation route, it will be addressed because that's all there will be.
But the best we can do at the moment is to signpost people over to the county if it's something that they need to apply for online on their side of things.
Okay, thank you.
That's where we are in terms of progress against each of the actions. Do you want to move on to Appendix 2, which is the key performance indicators?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, on this one, we've not yet managed to identify what indicators we're going to use to measure our progress on climate change yet because of the delays in recruiting. But hopefully, once that team's fully staffed from January, they'll be able to pick that up and have those in place. I would imagine, really, now ready for 26, 27. But in terms of the ones for the effective council, generally things are going okay. We have had a little bit of slippage, or slight underachievement, I should say, on a small number of those indicators. So the ones that haven't quite reached target were the days taken to process the new housing benefit and council tax claims. The performance has improved in each month, and in September was on target, but kind of taking the overall at the moment, we're still off target. So hopefully that one will continue to improve during quarter three and get us back to where we need to be. And then it's the collection rates for council tax and MMDR that are slightly below expected. The one on council tax literally was just 0.1%, so I mean that is marginal. And on the business rates, we've seen a slight downturn on that, and at the moment we believe that's due to the changing business rates for the retail, leisure and hospitality sector, that's starting to have some bearing on their ability to pay, really.
So just to clarify, it's the recession that isn't happening that's hitting them?
It's a change in their bills. So they've had, I think the government relief for them has been reduced, which has in effect increased their bills. So some businesses are obviously struggling to pay now. So, I mean, that is only the halfway point in the year. I suppose we need to wait and see how that impacts towards the end of the year.
Just very quickly. So is the trend following a pathway, or is it going the wrong way?
I think it's too early to say. I'm sure Mr. Forrester will probably be able to help me out. I know he's talked to colleagues across the county, and at the moment nobody else has seen anything yet on that. But again, we're just
do you mind if we just
a little bit ahead
just see
in
this.
Terms of our monitoring?
We did start to see this coming through at the start of the year, and it has accelerated. We anticipated getting, we do think it will continue to get worse over coming months as the new water supplies kick in. We've seen that COVID era reductions falling away, and without anything else to replace it, it's putting a lot more pressure on businesses which are already struggling. And we're hearing from them anecdotally, they're already struggling with the national insurance increase for any of those who had employees. So if you couple that with increased business rates and a depressed market, higher unemployment, what have you, you can start to see that pattern coming through. We did start seeing it earlier than a number of the other areas in Staffordshire. We were meeting them on 5 months, so I picked this up maybe two quarters ago the first time. They hadn't seen it yet, but we are more exposed than some of the other ones, as we seem to have a higher retail presence than some of those do. They seem to be more warehouse dependent, for example, than e-staffs, or staffs with decentralised structure. They don't have that kind of footprint that we do. So it does seem like we'll be a bit of a bellwether on this one.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Chairman. It's actually a national problem, it's not just us. Page 3 of the FT today, the headline is Business Rates Increase Comes as a Big Blow for Struggling Pub Sector. Apart from that awful pun, bitter and pub. I mean, it's there nationally, and this is being faced across the country. So, yeah. We are not alone.
Anyone else got a difficult question for Chris? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Good question, not for Chris, but for good governance, number of public consultation / engagement exercises undertaken. You say it's new. What sort of, is it for the LGR or?
No, It's new only in as much as it's the first time we're collecting the information. It's not new that we do consultations.
Yeah.
So I would say we do them as a matter of course for certain projects. Play areas are a good example of where we'd normally look to engage with the community and understand what it is they would like out of any work that we're doing in that area. So it's just the first time we're actually going to measure that. But rather than doing it quarterly, we've taken a view that we will report on that at the end of the year. And we'll try and do some sort of analysis as to what type of consultation that we're doing as well. It won't be huge numbers, but I say,
yeah.
But we'll feed back on that.
Can I ask a question?
Do you want to ask first?
Mine's related to Karine's, if that's helpful.
Do you mind if...
What would that KPI actually look like in terms of numbers? Like, are we going to set ourselves a target, or are we going to look and say, oh, well, this year there was lots going on, next year there's not much? How are we actually going to measure that as a KPI? I'm just curious.
This year will definitely be a baseline, and then we'll have to look to see whether we are going to stretch ourselves to look for more, or whether actually it is just a reflection of how many interactions we do have in here. Because some of it's dependent on the projects that other people do. I say we're just collating it, but it's largely dependent on the kind of projects.
So it may not actually have a target, just more a way of tracking.
Yes.
That's
yes,
fine.
Yes.
Perfect. I was struggling to see where a target would come from.
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think
just more a reflection of events so we can see what we're doing in terms of.
Yeah, I think
fine.
Particularly if we kind of look at the fact that we've only got a couple of years, I think in different circumstances we might have looked to stretch and say, well, we'll try and broaden this out a little bit more, but I say at the moment it will just be more in, measure of what we have actually done.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, Louise.
Thank you. I'm looking at the good customer experience page, information on page 10. It's great that the average call wait time is 90 seconds, that's brilliant, or is about to be 90 seconds, and we're at 59 seconds at the moment. What I'm wondering is, the disabled population are experiencing an increase in council tax charges, and they're also experiencing a reduction of ability to claim benefits and reductions of DLA and similar benefits. And I'm just wondering if there's any feedback on that within the calls information. I'm just highlighting, it was just celebrated at community wellbeing that there's more disabled facilities given out, but in actual fact I think these people are going through a harder time rather than an easier one.
So that's not something I've got the information to hand, partly because if I can clarify, the call wait time stats are for the main switchboard,
mm-hmm.
the contact centre number, and in actual fact the revenues and benefits team who deal with the council tax kind of inquiries go through a different one. But I know they will have similar data, so we could ask and see if they do have anything that shows whether there's any.
I'd be interested to know if there's how many of those people are defaulting on the council tax.
I'll take that one back to the taxation benefits manager.
Okay. Is that it? From you, Judith. Thank you so much. We'll move on to review of the Constitution. That time of year again. Ian?
It is, yes. Thank you, Chair. So this is just to kick off the annual review to explain what our usual process is for considering any changes to the Constitution. An email that's gone round to all senior managers to advise me if there's any parts of the Constitution that they feel are out of date or unlawful. We'll collate all that information together. I'll have a look if there's anything that has arisen for me. And we bring it to members first in task and finish so we can discuss it before we recommend to council any changes. So the process is in the report, it's the usual process. Discuss at task and finish with a recommendation to the formal scrutiny in March. We've got some suggested dates for the task and finish in 5.3 of the report. We'd normally set up about three meetings, but the amount of meetings you'll need will depend on how many proposals come before us. We may not need three meetings. So any questions, or if members are happy with those dates, we'll get that sorted.
Are the dates right?
Are we able to make the start time ever so slightly later on those?
Yeah.
Just because 5:30 is really quite difficult to get to from work on Monday, and I'm conscious that members do need to be able to travel here. For example, I have to drive from Wolverhampton to attend some meetings.
That request
so if we could
problem
make,
as well.
Yeah, if we could make them slightly later, or perhaps alternate the days.
Could I ask what would be helpful?
Yeah, 6 o'clock would be better.
8:00. So now I've
6 o'clock.
Having beaten my way through the traffic tonight and on a regular basis, I don't think it's unreasonable. It's no good saying can we do it. We do want to do it, please.
Okay. The if we need the third meeting, which would be the 24th of March, that's before the conclusion of the other task and finish and before we go into scrutiny.
So right.
It just depends if half an hour is what you need. We might not need it at all.
My suggestion was that we have a look at what proposal on the table. We may even change the date before then if we need more time to look at it. I think we put that in the diary for now, but that third one may need to be changed because we've got the other task we finished to do before scrutiny.
I mean,
would you 1800 or not? Make a suggestion, Mr. Chairman, for 1800 staff.
Yeah, just means we'll have to sort of press on and not talk about Christmas. That's a really good sort of forward thinking there. Okay, so that's thank you both for input there, and that's it really, is it, Ian?
That's that report. Yeah, you're happy with it?
Okay, are we all happy?
Yeah, happy.
Brilliant. And we work towards agenda item 7C, which is work programme. And I think we've got a copy of the work programme, have we?
Yeah, next. It's the back page.
Page 18. Does anyone have any comments about what's there at the moment and what we think could go on?
Yeah, if we start the 19th of January with the task and finish group at 6, maybe it has to be at 7.
Yes. I think what we normally do is leave it as it's floating,
okay,
because there may be only one item on and then we can just press on. Or it might be 20 items, but I doubt it. Okay, so the main reports really for the 19th of January are the General Funds Revenue Budget and Capital Programme, Fees and Charges Review, which are now contemporaneous with the Budget Capital Programme, so I feel one of the things we've done that makes everybody's life easier, and on the 25th,
it's 24, I think.
It's 24, is it? That's the one that's brought us all out. So that's the 24th. Quarter three, conclusion of the task and finish working group on revs and bends, the review of the constitution and the work programme. So that could either be a really light programme or has the ability to take longer.
Just a second, Chair. Presumably, if we get any more information back from the government regarding local government reorganisation, that might end up in the March meeting. Because
mm-hmm.
obviously we haven't received the information, so we can't schedule it. It's just on the forward items, but potentially we might have some information by that point.
Yeah. And then we move on to a joint meeting with Resources Scrutiny and Economic Development on the 31st of March. This is something that myself and Francis have talked about, and it's going ahead, I understand. And you see the items there. There's a lot of discussion around transformation and shared service.
The joint meeting is about section 106, Chair.
So why does it say? Oh, these are future items.
Yeah.
Oh, apologies.
Sorry, just check something as well, Chair. That meeting, is that a formal meeting of the scrutiny committees just together? And if so, would I be able to send a substitute as I'm away on holiday on that date?
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that word you just used?
I know, I've never ever holiday and substitute, never in my life. However,
someone have a dictionary, please.
On this,
holiday, please.
This one occasion, a teacher might value an Easter break. But if that's a formal meeting of the two scrutiny committees, am I able to send a substitute for my group? Or not?
Yes,
it is,
yeah.
It is, fine. Perfect, thank you. I'll send someone.
Can the holiday makers just tone it down a second? You're getting a little bit excited. Judith.
The items on the future work programme in terms of transformation, shared services and devolution impact on shared services, we will need to review all of that because obviously the report has now gone through Cabinet sort of saying that we're not going to do the substantial piece of work on transformation. I would suggest that we don't worry about that this evening. I think we need to wait and see kind of the direction of travel on local government reorganisation. We're not necessarily expecting anything by March, it's more likely to be the summer. In terms of the government's decision, what we might have is a bit clearer idea locally of the planning and the work that we're looking to stand up at the moment. So we can still keep the committee updated on that. I said we won't have the national picture for a while yet.
So what date are we looking to have this? Because I've quite rightly just pointed out that the one above is the joint meetings about 106 monies, and this is one of the future items, or there are future items there. When do you envisage the meeting on them?
That's what I'm saying. I think we need to have a separate discussion and review that work programme, probably for the new municipal year, to kind of line up some new work. We've got plenty of work now that will get to the end of this cycle, but we need to refresh and review that, ready for the next one. I say that needs to be done in the context of what's happening with LGR, the different work streams that we're going to have to work on.
Okay. Is there anything else burning? No one else is going on holiday? No? Okay. So, I understand that's the end of the meeting. So, happy Christmas, everybody.
No, it's not sincere.